Good morning, and thank you for standing by. Welcome to Ainsworth Game Technology Limited's 2022 half-year results investor conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the speaker's presentation, there will be a question-and-answer session. To ask a question during the session, you will need to press star one on your telephone. Please be advised that this conference is being recorded today, Friday, the 25th of February, 2022. I would now like to hand the conference over to your first speaker, Harald Neumann, CEO of Ainsworth. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Eva. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me at my first Ainsworth half one of financial year 2022 conference call as the new CEO of the company. Mark Ludski, our CFO, is also together with me on the line. On this call, I will concentrate on the key points and Mark will take over for the financials. I will concentrate on the key points and the regional review, and Mark will take over for the financials. At the end of the presentation, we would be pleased to answer any of your questions. Maybe we go first to page number five, the results summary. First, I'm pleased to report Ainsworth has delivered a much improved result for the first half 2022. With all the vaccination programs and increased activity in our industry across all the international markets, we returned to profitability. The audited profit after tax for the first half is in a very positive territory at 9.1 million. This compares to a loss of 50.1 million because of this heavily pandemic which impacted our business in the last period. The profit before tax, excluding currency impacts and one-off items, was 10 million in the period. This result is in line with the earnings expectation that was outlined at the 2021 annual general meeting in November 2021. It is a sharp improvement on the loss reported in the last period of 18.7 million. Ainsworth's strong cash flow and balance sheet have been key priorities of the company during the pandemic time, and the cash flow from operations was 31 million, an increase of 28.6 million compared to prior period. Net cash also increased significantly to 32.2 million compared to 5.1 million at June 30, 2021. AGT is well-placed to self-fund investments in product and technology while supporting required levels of working capital to satisfy customer demand. Maybe we are going now to slide eight, the profit and loss summary. Just to remind you that all the numbers here are in Australian dollars. Our revenue increased to 100.7 million and is up 40% on the 7.2 million of prior period. The gross margin in the period was 63%, an increase to that 52% in last period. I would note that we have continued to actively pursue strategies to diversify our supply chains to ensure we can continue to source critical components for machine assembly and ensure no disruption, which I would say is one of the key priorities currently in all the technology industries, so in ours as well. The underlying EBITDA was 20.7 million compared to 1.1 million in the last period. Reflecting the improvement in trading conditions offshore, international revenues increased by 59% and now account for 83% of group's total revenue. Recurring revenues, another priority of AGT, achieves a sustained performance increased by 28%. The board has decided not to declare an interim dividend given to the company's priority to ensure we maintain a strong financial position at the present time. It is expected that the board will review this decision at the end of 2022. Now I will go to the different regions. Let's start with North America, which is on page 18. So North America continued to perform strongly. Sales were up by 33% to $54.6 million compared to last period. The recovery seen in half year 21 has continued into half year 22, with both an increase in revenue and the average sales price per unit. With a continued disciplined approach to cost control, segment profit increased by 88% and segment margin expanded by 1,200 basis points to 42%. Further, the success of our HHR product has continued with further sales in both established and new market. We saw increased recurring revenues on HHR installation and outright sales, including the cash sale to Kentucky Town of 400 machines previously under participation. The sale represents a mixture of hardware configurations, including a portion of newly released A-Star Curve cabinets. The agreement provides for AGT to receive connection fees in 22 and beyond. Our MTT products continue to perform well in South Dakota, with anticipation of additional more than 100 units to be sold in the second half of 22. The start of the field test for Gamblers Gold in Nevada at the end of January, anticipating approval by the end of May 22. We are also expecting increased sales in Louisiana, where we have reorganized our commercial arrangement. AGT is now the licensed manufacturer, and Modern Gaming is our distributor. Coming now to the third big region is Latin America. As you know, Latin America, all the operations more or less, we can see signs of recovery, which improved also our results. So venues were reopening, and therefore sales increased by 363% from 4.8 million to 22.2 million. The region also returned to profitability with a segment profit of 10 million compared to a minus of 10 million in the last period. We can further expect a recovery in this region, and we are expecting, let's say, a further progress in Latin America. Mexico, our largest market, contributed to the result, but there will continue travel and venue restriction. It is expected to provide further revenue opportunities in coming periods. They also introduced the smoking ban, so Mexico is the one side, the biggest market, but we are also expecting some challenges in this market. Coming now to Australia, as you know, operational challenges and extended lockdowns clearly impacted our sales in Australia. The revenue decreased by 13% compared to last period. The reduction in domestic revenue compared to last period was primarily a result of revenue achieved in the first half 22 from regulatory changes within South Australia and the reduction in revenue in New South Wales, which were impacted by government restrictions and venue closures during the first quarter. We sold 591 machines in the half, which was a 4% increase, although the small decline in the average sales price offset this growth. I would note the average sales price include corporate orders for 111 machines. Coming now to the last region, rest of world. Within the rest of world segment, the growth in online revenue supported an improved result in the current period. Segment profit rose by 25% to 4 million compared to last period. Online revenue was 3.7 million and contributed 51% of the segment's total revenue. These revenues have grown from 3 million and 2.9 million in the prior half. The partnership with GAN Limited continues to progress with the certification of gaming servers occurring in November 22 in the remaining two states of Michigan and Pennsylvania. The revenue contribution from GaN is expected to increase in future periods with the certification of these two states. Travel restriction and border closures continued across Asia and lockdowns in New Zealand between August to December 21 resulted in minimal revenue contribution from these regions in the current period. I will now hand over to Mark for providing you all the financial details.
Thank you, Harold. As Harold has pointed out, it has been a key priority to ensure we maintain a strong balance sheet to protect the company through these volatile times and allow liquidity to pursue planned development initiatives. We made further progress on this front, and we expect to see further improvements in our liquidity in the second half of the year. On page 15, you'll see we closed the half with a net cash position of $32.2 million. This is a significant improvement on the $5.1 million of net cash we reported 6 months ago and a net debt of $15.5 million 12 months ago. The company has over $300 million of net assets and a total debt of $14.1 million. The receivables closing balance of $103.5 million was a decrease of $12.9 million due to good cash collections in the period. Inventory closed at $55.7 million in line with the previous results. As Harold mentioned, the board has decided not to declare an interim dividend given the priority to ensure we maintain a strong financial position during these volatile conditions. Turning to slide 16, we enjoyed a strong recovery in cash flows in this half one. Operating cash flow increased to $31 million from $2.4 million in the PCP, and the cash held at the reporting date increased by 93% to $46.3 million. CapEx remains low at $800,000, making $3 million in total over the last 18 months. Operating costs were carefully controlled in the period, rising by 6%. The increase in operating costs was mainly attributable to increase in salaries and wages as no COVID-19 related government subsidies were received in the current period. Reduction in depreciation costs on assets that were previously impaired for the Latin America and rest of world's cash generating units offset a portion of the increase in operating costs. With our strong capital base, we are well financed to go forward. I'll now hand you back to Harold for some concluding remarks.
We are coming now to the slide 30, conclusion and summary. EGD enters the second half of 22 with good momentum and expects to sustain profitability. There are still inherent uncertainties surrounding COVID-19 that continues to present challenges, primarily related to globally supply chain shortages. AGT expects to provide a market update later within the second half 22 once these uncertainties are determined. Trading conditions in both domestic and regional international markets are expected to progressively improve to calendar year 22. AGT's North American business continues to make progress in both Class 2 and Class 3 markets. Opportunities are continually being pursued for existing and new HHR markets. Despite more volatile market conditions in LATAM, the group expects to remain profitability in this region in the second half of 22. Domestic market is expected to recover as restrictions are progressively being lifted. With its strong balance sheet and refreshed commitment to product innovation, AGT is well placed to deliver improved performance. As I said at the beginning, our results for the first half are much improved in comparison to the prior period, driven by reopening and recovery in many of our major international markets. We can also look forward to further recovery, especially in Australia and LATAM. We will continue to leverage our key strengths of AGT's trusted brand, our highly capable staff, the company's enduring commitment to develop superior game technologies, and our customer relationship across our major markets, particularly in North America. But since I started as CEO, it has become increasingly apparent to me that to sustain our performance, we fundamentally need to improve our output of the R&D investments. We need to lift the competitiveness of our product. We need to offer more value to customers. AGT is actively working on strategies to upgrade game performance and to achieve sustainable long-term results across global markets. The ability to quickly deliver new products to market that can provide better results for our customers is critical to our long-term success. We have appointed David Paulson as Chief Product Officer. Dave started with us in October, and he has a wealth of industry knowledge, having held senior positions in different gaming companies over the last 25 years. Quality initiatives are underway and have already started to improve game design, mathematics, and graphical arts to create a more diverse and targeted range of product offerings to our customers. I look forward to updating you on these improvements as we progress. Before I close, I would like to finish by thanking all my colleagues at Ainsworth for their contribution to this result and their dedication to our customers. I'm incredibly proud of the way the team of AGT has performed through this volatile time, and I want to formally thank all of them. Yeah, thank you for your time today, and now I will hand over to Eva to open the lines for the Q&A sessions. Thank you, Eva.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the pound or hash key. Once again, it is star 1 to ask a question. Your first question comes from the line of David Fabris from Macquarie. Please ask your question.
Good morning, Harold. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Dave.
Morning.
Harold, I'm interested in your observations of the business in the seat as CEO. Can you help us understand what Ainsworth does well and where you see opportunities to drive improved performance?
I think that the strengths of Ainsworth, the historical strengths of Ainsworth, is mainly based in the high volatile Class 3 products, which we were quite successful in the past. Last year, especially the last 2 years, we have implemented our HHR products, which became to one of our key products. We also could sign the GAN deal, that means our online business has improved. What still has to be improved, and this is that's maybe one of the main tasks of David Paulson, is to develop more games for the low denomination Class 3 market, mainly in the US. This is the US market, so 80% of the US market is low denom, and this is an area where we can increase our market shares, and this is one of the key priorities for the next months, for the next time in the for Ainsworth.
Got it. And then just thinking about the strategy here, aside from entering that low denom market in North America, are there other product segments, geographies, or even M&A to be considered, or is it really just honing in on those, I guess, four components you've just called out?
Look, we have defined Australia, LATAM, and US as our key markets. And Class 3, low denom, high denom, HHR, and VGT, VLT as our key products. And we will concentrate on improving our performance in this area. And currently, there are no acquisitions planned, because first we have to do our homework before we continue to think about any acquisitions.
Gotcha. And one last question from me, just around the new Chief Product Officer starting in October. Can you just walk us through the game pipeline sort of over the next 6 to 12 months? And at what point in time are we going to see a big influence on the product from David? I mean, is the product we're going to see at the upcoming trade shows more so from the historical team, or is David already putting a big influence on the product and hopefully we start to see a step up in improvement?
Although David has already started to review all the games, all the existing games, yeah, and has already implemented changes and also somehow changed the way how the R&D department is developing. But I would say that the real input we will see in, on the product by G2E in October.
Great, that's all from me. Thank you for the color.
Thanks.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad now and wait for your name to be announced. We have no further questions from the telephone lines. I would now like to hand the conference back to your presenters for closing remarks. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the participation. Also, thank you for the question. Even though it was just one, but maybe just to summarize. So after my first months as CEO for Ainsworth, I'm quite optimistic about our future. I would say we have with David Borson an experienced CTO, where we could already see the first impact of him to the organization. We also defined some kind of global responsibilities within AGD. Also based on the situation that maybe COVID is less and less impacting our business, I'm quite confident that we can improve our profitability and we can improve our game performance in all regions. And I hope that at our next conference call, I can continue to communicate to you further improvements and better results for the company. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for your attendance. You may all disconnect.